sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us here today. We've got a great interview lined up for you next, an exclusive interview with the governor of North Dakota, Doug Burgum. In this exclusive interview, Governor Doug Burgum talks about his challenge to the oil and gas industry at 2 million barrels a day, zero spills, a collaboration with coal, and achieving that next big step in natural gas. This is the governor of North Dakota, Doug Burgum.
So when I saw you speak at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, I'll admit half the people's eyes were as big as saucers. The other half's jaws were dropped. And then about a small portion of it was like shaking their fist, like, all right, somebody finally is going to do this. Those goals were, it was like you almost laid a challenge down to the oil and gas industry. 2 million barrels a day, zero spills, a partnership with coal, and then something with natural gas. I was too busy trying to arrange the interview that I'm having right now, so I missed the natural gas one. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that a little bit, because I don't think some people realize how close to reality this is. Let's start with 2 million barrels a day. Well, where'd you pull that number out of?
Well, it's a nice round number, of course, and it's the next logical sort of stretch milestone for us. But I think when you go back in this state in 2007, when we're doing 30,000 barrels a day, I don't think anybody ever thought a million was possible. And to get from where we are today, I mean, because we're closing in on 1.1 million in September, to get from 1.1 million to 2 million a day is just a math problem. But mm-hmm. It's a math problem that the entrepreneurs in this industry are solving, and you solve it through drilling a well in fewer days than you did before, which is what we're doing. We got mm-hmm. people drilling wells in 12 to 14 days. It used to take 30 days. And for those that aren't familiar with the Bakken, I mean, when we talk a well in North Dakota, that's a 2 mile vertical and 2 mile lateral. And they're getting that done in 12 to 14 days. So we've got each rig we've got operating now, it's in most cases is producing twice as many wells per month as it used to. So that's one part of the math equation. And then the other part is, what do you get out of that well after you've drilled it? And we've had a lot of curves in North Dakota that have been pretty consistent and people have been operating on, but now you've got some of the folks that are, working through formulas. Generically, some of those folks are calling them super fracs, but if you're putting more sand and more water down these wells, some people are seeing a big jump in that production curve in terms of what's produced per well. So if you have more wells and more barrels per day per well, that sets you on the path. And when you do the second one, when you have higher productivity, that's going to attract capital. And then also we've made a big step forward. I mean, we got to 1.1 billion barrels a day with a huge constraint on takeaway capacity. And with the resolution on DAPL last year, adding 500,000 plus barrels a day of takeaway capacity. And I've talked to talked to one personally, and then another one, my Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, by the way, best Lieutenant Governor in the country. Sorry, all of the Lieutenant Governors, but Brent is fantastic from Watford City. But so between Brent and I, we talked to two oil companies that are saying that right now, in the last month, their oil was being purchased at zero discount to WTI in North Dakota. And so, we talked about a few years ago during the boom when we were, there was a big spread, and then some of that got brought down by more train loading facilities being mm-hmm. built. But a lot of times there was still $5, $6, $7 spread, and the hope with the Dakota Access Pipeline that it might get down to $2. And now I got people telling me there's zero spread. So that's just, that improves the bottom line for the people that are thinking about where do they invest their capital. And so if we can attract the capital, drill more wells per month and have those wells be more productive, then that puts you on the path to, puts you on the path to 2 million barrels a day. It's pretty simple.
Is the infrastructure there? I know we got the Davis refinery that just got the air quality permit. They're in a public comment phase. All indications are we're probably going to have a refinery within the next couple of years. They've done a number of pipeline investments. So, infrastructure, can we handle 2 million barrels a day?
It's going to take continued investment, but mm-hmm. A lot of the work that's been done now in pipelines in the roads, that's increased increased our capacity. Some of that's got room to grow, but it'll take more. But it's certainly I think North Dakota has demonstrated to the industry that we've been willing to step up and do our share as a state to help do the public infrastructure to support the private capital that's coming in. So yeah, it'll take more, but it's a path that's very, very doable.
Zero spills. I chuckle at this one because everybody right away will scoff and say, you can't ever have zero spills. It's not that far-fetched, is it?
Well, it isn't, and it's, but again, I would certainly call this aspirational.
It's a goal, yes.
It's an aspirational thing, and it's the same way I like to think about, highway traffic safeties. We ought to have a vision of having zero deaths, just like we do in the airline industry. I mean, the airline industry made a commitment years ago and has, people thought it was going to be impossible to have impeccably safe air travel, and yet we virtually have that in our country today. So these things take time, but someone's got to set the vision, the goal out there. And part of the reason I did was coming off of an incident that had happened not long before I spoke at the conference. There'd been a two-barrel spill in another state on the Dakota Access Pipeline that was, on a pad, collected, cleaned up, and it made global front page news that this spill had occurred for two barrels. Then we had a, 84 gallons. We had a tragic accident between a truck carrying frac sand and someone, transporting oil when we didn't have the pipeline infrastructure up near Newtown. A driver was killed. We had 8,000 gallons spilled as part of that traffic accident and a death. And it sort of made the local news. And so my point to the conference was, look, there's 100 times more spill on this thing that includes a fatality, but it came from a car accident, and we're just, truck accident. Yeah. We're just numb to that. We accept that. That's part of America. We're going to kill 40,000 people a year in automobiles, not bat an eye. But, over here, you spill one barrel out of a pipeline, and the whole world's going to react to it. So if we're in this environment, which we really can't change, this environment of zero tolerance, it's the time to start applying technology. That's why last spring we proactively met with the industry, got everybody in the room, and said, look, we want to challenge you about this goal, because we want to see innovation, not regulation. Regulation solves yesterday's problem or, last year's problem or 5 years ago's problem. Innovation solves tomorrow's problem, and the innovation that can go in, and I've had a chance with some of the pipeline operators in our state to get out in the field. They've shown me some of the cool stuff that they're doing. They've got camera sensors that can, they put $25,000 for the whole equipment, camera hooked up to a PC. They put it on a piece of a large pumping station valve. To the naked eye, nothing's moving. They show it. You show it on there. It tracks every pixel and detects whether the vibration.
We're going to take a quick pause, but when we return, we're going to continue our interview with the governor of North Dakota, Doug Burgum. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Dream by the fire, to face unafraid the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland. Let's walk on, baby.
The holiday music heard on today's program is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on Blind Joe and how to purchase his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. You'll find all the information and links to Blind Joe there. One more time, this is singer-songwriter Blind Joe with some holiday music.
We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman, the baddest snowman in the whole damn town. Yeah, later on. Conspire as we dream by the fire, face unafraid the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland. Let's all frolic and play.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
We'll conspire as we dream by the fire. Unafraid, plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland. Let's all frolic and play the Eskimo way.
walking in a winter wonderland. Oh, let's go walking in a winter wonderland.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
Yeah, I mean, this guy gets people laughing. He gets people thinking. He's somebody that challenges and inspires. And what I think is so beautiful about Eric is he's real. I think the number one thing that I look for in speakers when we bring them into our platforms is that they're that person 365 days a year. Eric is not just a speaker on a stage. That's who he is at the grocery store. That's who he is when he's at the mall. But Eric is somebody that lives his values each and every day. And I think we can all respect that.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.